Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're joining us through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad that you can tune in. And those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liveradio.com, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. I'm really excited to welcome Tamara Duarte to our program today. We're going to talk to her not only about her journey as an actress, but what it's been like for her over the years to do what she loves, to be a part of some amazing projects, but also to be able to use the spotlight that she's in to be able to raise awareness for causes that matter to her as well. If you're curious about some of the recent projects she's a part of and how you all can stay connected with her, we'll be telling you about that as well. But Tamara, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I had a lot of fun in prepping for this segment with you because, of course, of all the great shows you've been able to be a part of, which we're going to talk about that, but also I love the fact that you are not just doing this for yourself. You really have been able to, as I said, support causes that you believe in, also support other actors and actresses as well. I mean, what has that part of the journey been like for you, Tamara, to do, to be able to not only to see your own dreams being achieved, but to support other people in theirs too?
It's uplifting. It feels like it's funny because you get into something because you love doing it, and then you're like, what else is there? What else is there? What else is there? What else can I be contributing to? What can I be doing? How can I be giving back? And, you know, it's a weird thing. Like, I never feel like I'm doing enough giving back, but I know, you know, sometimes I got to take a step back and be like, yes, it's all going to happen slowly, and but it's been a great journey, and I'm so thankful and just being an inspiration is not something that, you know, you don't grow up thinking, oh, I'm going to be an inspiration to people.
Right.
You just grow up thinking, okay, how can I survive? What can I do? What do I love doing, and how can I do it? And how can I do it on a full-time basis? And how can not only do it on a full-time basis, but actually survive doing it? So it's been a really, really great journey, and it's hard. It's like that question is so big to me. It's such a big question.
Sure. Yeah. No, I totally get it. I totally get it. But, you know, I think it's so great, though, as you said, you know, it's been a great, it's almost like the two are inseparable, that you're doing what you love, and so you want to definitely see other people be able to do the same thing. Now, you've been able to do this for a while, not only, of course, for, you know, for TV, but also in movies, too. And, you know, most recently, of course, people have seen you as part of Longmire. And then, of course, you have other great projects that are coming up. You know, do you still have those wow moments, though, tomorrow, where you say, wow, now I am actually doing this?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. It's such an interest, like being an artist is such an interesting journey because I learned so much about myself, and right when I think I'm like, oh, I know everything, I'm good, I'm happy, everything's amazing, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I'm like, I didn't know that. And it's such a journey. It's like it's such a self journey, and just learning how to be self aware in the process is extraordinary. Like I've never, I wouldn't give that up for anything. So
No, I was just going to say, Tamara, I think the other side of it is, as I said, you've been able to work with some amazing people, too. I noticed, even going back just a couple years ago, when I was watching an interview that you did with some of your castmates from Degrassi, I mean, you all developed such a family aspect. You know, the same thing, of course, with Longmire and, you know, and other projects. You know, is that also part of what keeps it, you know, fun for you, knowing that there are other people who understand the journey that you're on and are there to support you along it?
Oh, yeah, I think it's completely necessary. Like, I don't think I would be able to do it without having those people in my life. But on the other side, like, I think having those people on the other side who deeply care about me, you know, like my family and wanting only the best for me on a different level. And you know, you fight up against certain things when it comes to that too. So having the other side of the spectrum, having both sides are very, I think, the balance between the two and keeping me motivated to do what I do. And then having my peers and, you know, other artists and other people going through the same thing and attending, you know, classes or just being in that community is so important because, you know, you get to vent when, you know, things aren't going well, or you get to, you know, you're bumping up against something in your life as, you know, a human being, and you're like, what is this? Like, why? So it's the analysis of that too, which really helps, and having people who really just get you, and that sense of community is, I think, so amazing, and building friendships that last a lifetime. Like, I've been friends with people who I worked with, you know, 10 years ago, like my friend Michelle Morgan, like these, all of these people who have been in my life for so many years and understand the I don't want to say struggle, but the process of life.
Sure.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I think it's amazing to have a community of people who uplift each other and help each other out, because I don't think we have enough of that. I don't think, especially in the arts, you know, having that community who really say that you can do this, it's possible.
Right, exactly. I totally agree with that. And I think our audience, no matter what their profession is tomorrow, I think they would agree with that as well. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Tamara Duarte is our guest for this segment. We're talking to her not only about her journey as an actress, but what it's been like for her to do what she loves. And along the way, Tamara, I have to say, when I was prepping for your segment, the thing that really got me is that you allow us into a part of your life through social media, which, you know, we all are a part of these days. Earlier in September, you actually posted on Twitter a picture of yourself from back in 2012 or 2013, where you talked about the year that transformed your life, is what you called it. And, you know, I think it really reminds us of what truly matters and what really is important. Talk to us about that. Do you think being able to kind of step out of the spotlight and to do work to benefit others is part of what does make you not only grounded, but also more appreciative of what you've done?
Yes. It's so necessary, because sometimes, you know, you feel like you're on a whirlwind and there's like so much happening and you know, it doesn't feel real. And maybe it's because it could be or couldn't be. But coming back to, you know, it's all up for interpretation, right? So,
right.
But for me, I think giving back and working with NGOs and just feeling some sort of, it allows me to feel a lot of gratitude for not only what I do for a living, but also for where I live and how I'm able to go to a grocery store and pick up mangoes when it's not mango season, you know, like those little things make such a difference. And I think that it goes, you know, we're so privileged to live in, to where we do in America, and where things are just, it's amazing here comparatively to so many other places in the world. So going to Thailand and Vietnam and Cambodia, and those places are so, like, beautiful, and the people are beautiful, and the culture is beautiful. But then, I come home, and I'm like, and I appreciate home so much, too. And I definitely think it's important to keep grounded. And the way I keep grounded is by giving back to my community, by working in different charities and different organizations. And it just makes me so grateful.
Right. And that gratitude definitely comes through. So, Tamara, I have to talk about Longmire, because, of course, by the time our radio audience hears this, season 5 is beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have been able, of course, to bring to life the character Mandy. I mean, you know, of all the skin you've been able to slip into, I mean, what has it been like for you to be Mandy and to see the response to her?
Oh, Mandy's amazing. I love Mandy so much. there's this, it's funny because when I booked the role, I walked out of that audition and I felt so gross. I was like, oh, like that was horrible, you know, and I was like so down. I'm like, I feel like when you play certain characters, they stay with you, and she stayed with me all day. And I felt this like grit and this like heaviness to me all day. And then I got a call at night and they're like, yeah, you booked it. I'm like, oh, that's great. So it was supposed to be a recurring guest star. I think it was like 2 episodes, and then they called me back, and then they called me back, and then they called me back. And then, you know, I spoke with the executive producer Greer, and she like everyone just loves the characters. She's so, there's just something that is so gritty and real about her. And I didn't know that she was actually based on a true, real character. So the writer came in from New York, and I was talking to the writer, and she's like, oh, yeah, this was a best friend of mine who, you know, she told me some really personal details and how, and I immediately, like, started crying because it was, like, so real for me. And, yeah, it's just been such an incredible journey with her, for sure. She's, like, she's just been through so much. And I really got to understand and experience the Native culture as well, because she's Native American. And, you know, I've played Native American before, but this is, I really got to understand the culture, which was really an eye-opener too, and how a lot of stuff in the community is not being addressed. So.
Gotcha. What a great thing. Well, one of the roles that people will be looking forward to that you've been teasing us with on social media has been, of course, with Badfield. That's coming up for next year for sure. You know, I have to say, for me, tomorrow is, you know, one of my biggest problems has been, and I've been talking about this on the show, especially this year, because I want my audience to help me with it, because it's such a challenge to stay in the moment and to be appreciative when you're always thinking about what's next. How do you balance it? How do you balance the idea of, okay, I've had this amazing role, I'm doing these amazing things, but there's next year and there's these things that I'm looking forward to. How do you kind of find that balance?
Oh, God, if I try to think about the future, I think I would go a little crazy, because I think it's my life lesson. I really do. I think it's so hard. Being an A-type personality and having everything organized and having everything like wanting to go my way, and when it doesn't, it's like the whole world falls down, and it's a continual thing. It's like, oh, I want, you have these expectations of how things are going to go, and you're always looking into the future, and you know all of these goals and aspirations, and you know, and then it comes down to it, and then you're like, 3 years later, you're like, oh, my God, I didn't really enjoy my life. Like, what was I doing? I was, you know, trucking along and trying to stay laser beam focused on what? Like, what's life? Like, what's happiness? And I think the last 3 years have been such a big eye-opener to that. And I think just being present in the moment is the hardest thing. But I think children help with that. I think children force you to be present, and that's why I love being around them, is because you literally cannot not be present. You have to be present, because if you're not, they're going to, you know, they'll fall and bump their head, or they're going to, you know, you have to be there with them. And they're the perfect example of someone who is of this feral present being. And, you know, when kids say, can you play with me? And I do it, and it's this mind of back and forth. Like, you want to check your phone, and you want to go and cook, or you want to like go and do other things. But it's like, just be present in the moment. And I think children really taught me over the last couple of years how to do that, more so than meditation or prayer or any. Like, I think children have really taught me to do that. if that makes any sense.
What a great thing. No, it makes perfect sense, and I love the fact that you said that, and I totally agree with you. I don't have any kids of my own, but being around my nephew, when you were talking, I just thought about that. He definitely keeps you in the present, because if you don't, he'll end up on the clip or something.
Yeah, exactly. You watch a child for 5 minutes, and they're not thinking about, what am I going to have for dinner? What? No. They're like, they're playing with their truck, and that's what they're doing, and that's their present. They're in the moment, and it's so fascinating to watch. And I think, that's how the last few years have transformed my life. It just is watching it and seeing it and being a part of it.
What a great thing for us to remember. Thank you so much for sharing that. Again, everyone, Tamara Duarte has been our guest. She's an individual who's definitely being able to live out her own goals and dreams, but also being able to support others in doing the same thing and to be able to remind other people what's possible for them. I think that's one of the greatest things about her. You can, of course, see her in this season of Longmire that, for our radio audience, is already now available for you guys here on Netflix. And, Tamara, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
On social media, I have my Twitter account, which is Tamara Duarte, my Instagram, which is Tamara Duarte Official, which I just reopened because I was on a social media diet for a while. and Facebook, basically all of those different outlets.
All right, so make sure you all stay connected with her there. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to having you back on the show again.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. We definitely want to thank our good friend Zach Tepperman for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Tamara, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.